So, today is Srila Prabhupada's Vyas Puja. Yesterday was Janmashtami, and in relation to Janmashtami, today is Nandotsav, the day Nanda Maharaj is celebrating Krishna's appearance. And on this auspicious Nandotsav day, Srila Prabhupada appeared. For us, it is a very special day, because on this day Krishna created an exceptional good fortune for all of us. All over the world, in every ISKCON temple, today we celebrate Vyas Puja, or the worshipping of Vyasdeva's perfect representative, Srila Prabhupada's worship. Yesterday, it was a grand festival for all of us. It was an unexpected gathering that we experienced here. Although the weather was not so nice, but so many people have come. And the festivity went on till quite late, and devotees must have been tired. This morning for Mangalartik, only a very few devotees were here. And now also, we are seeing that very few devotees are present to celebrate Srila Prabhupada's Vyas Puja. Actually, that is one unfortunate aspect, that after Janmashtami, since Vyas Puja is just the day after Janmashtami, the celebration of Vyas Puja is not the way we expect it to be. That's why I generally celebrate Prabhupada's festival on 17th September. Is the day when Srila Prabhupada arrived in America. Srila Prabhupada's arrival in America was very significant, because by arriving in America, Srila Prabhupada created the good fortune for the entire Earth planet. Anyway, so I'm sure all the devotees will come. I'm sure all the devotees have woken up already and maybe it is taking them a little time to come here. Okay, first of all, where are our temple devotees? Where are the temple devotees? They are sleeping also?
Yeah.
Huh? Or are they busy in service? What is the service? Anyway, gather the devotees. So first of all, the temple devotees must be here. The local devotees. Does everybody know when the Vaspuja festival will start? They knew. It has been announced. I see. Anyway, somebody just go to Brahmachari Ashram and see who is there. Just ask everybody to come. And only those who are cooking, they should be there. Otherwise, everybody must be here. And the next thing I would ask, how many of you prepared your Vaspuja offering? Okay, hard time. Okay. They have prepared. Okay, those who have prepared, they will get a chance to read the Vaspuja offering. And those who haven't prepared, make it a point to prepare your offerings to Srila Prabhupada. I always emphasize the importance of Srila Prabhupada in our life. It is an exceptional good fortune that somehow or other we have become connected to Srila Prabhupada. Had Srila Prabhupada not have come, what would have happened to us? We may not have met Srila Prabhupada, but even then we are receiving Srila Prabhupada's mercy on a continuous basis. Therefore, we can consider if Srila Prabhupada didn't come, if Srila Prabhupada did not establish ISKCON, if Srila Prabhupada did not spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, then our life would have been completely useless. It is very important that every day we consider how Srila Prabhupada saved us. We literally have been saved. If we follow Srila Prabhupada's teachings, if we act according to Srila Prabhupada's instructions, then at the end of this life, we will achieve spiritual perfection.
हम प्रभुपाद जी के जो निर्देश हैं, प्रभुपाद जी की जो बातें हैं, उनको अगर हम पढ़ते और मानते हैं, तो हम जीवन के अंत में अपना आध्यात्मिक पूर्णता
Not only at the end of this life, during this life, we will achieve spiritual perfection. Spiritual perfection means freedom from the bondage of this material nature. The material nature is a place of suffering. One may think that this is a nice place we are enjoying, and there is a possibility of enjoyment in this material nature, but very soon you will realize that there is no enjoyment but only suffering in this material nature.
कोई व्यक्ति सोच सकता है कि इस जगत में सुख है और लोग अभी सुखी हूँ लेकिन वो फिर भी ये महसूस करेगा कि यहाँ कोई सुख नहीं है और कुछ दुख है
And this suffering is pertaining to this body.
और ये जो कष्ट है ये शरीर से संबंधित है
But Srila Prabhupada's teachings are showing us the way to become free from the bondage of this body.
और तो आज की ये शिक्षाएं हैं
And freedom from the bondage of this body means freedom from suffering. And becoming released from this bondage of suffering, we become situated on a platform of eternal joy.
और जब हम इस शरीर के इस कष्टों के बंधन से मुक्त हो जाते हैं तो हम फिर से आनंद के स्थिति में उपस्थित करते हैं
सो दिस इज द गिफ्ट दैट श्रील प्रभुपाद गेव अस एंड देयरफॉर वी आर इटर्नली इंडेटेड टू श्रील प्रभुपाद
और ये विशेष प्रदान है प्रभुपाद ने हमें दिया है इसलिए हम
So we will start our Vyas Puja celebration of Srila Prabhupada. And I will start off by reading the meaning of Vyas Puja. Unfortunately, this year we didn't get the Vyas Puja book. It's a new temple, so the devotees are not really acquainted with various things, and our temple authorities here did not know that they have to order the Vyas Puja book. And I also thought that they must have got the Vyas Puja book, so I did not also check it. So it's my mistake also, my fault also. Otherwise, I would have brought a Vyas Puja book with me. Anyway, these are the initial hurdles that we are facing in this new temple in Ujjain. But I am confident that through these mistakes, devotees will learn. So, Vyas Puja, every Vyas Puja book has an introduction of Vyasa Puja. And meaning of Vyasa Puja. So today I will just read, I just got it sent over to us, this year's meaning of Vyasa Puja. So I'll read it out now. So today's program will be, we will make our offerings to Srila Prabhupada, and then these offerings will continue until 12:30, 12:30 or 12:15? 12:15. And at 12:15 we will offer Pushpanjali to Srila Prabhupada. And there will be arati after that. So this year's meaning of Vyasa Puja has been written by Gauranga Kishore Das Brahmachari from New Vrindavan. Vyasa Puja is the day we honor the Lord's pure representative. The transparent medium for his teaching and mercy. Krishnadas Kaviraj explains in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that he knows his spiritual master to be the servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he also knows him to be a plenary expansion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus, Sri Nityananda Balaram is the original manifestation of the Guru. And also a direct plenary expansion of the Lord. As Sri Balaram eternally serves Sri Krishna in so many ways. And as Nityananda Balaram eternally serves Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Guru eternally serves Lord Krishna. And gives spiritual strength, bala. To his surrendered disciples. Indeed, the Guru is a manifestation of Sri Balaram. As Srila Prabhupada states in his comments on Srimad Bhagavatam, Balaram is the protector of the devotees of the Lord. By his divine grace only, one can approach the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. And thus, Sri Balaram is the mercy incarnation of the Lord. Manifested as the spiritual master. The servitor of the pure devotees. The nature of the Lord is that He manifests His compassion through His dearmost devotees. उनके प्यारे भक्तों के माध्यम कृपा का विस्तार करते हैं. Therefore, the Guru is the embodiment and reservoir of the Lord's mercy. The Guru is the means by which the Lord expresses His love and compassion for the conditioned souls. It is said in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that by the mercy of Krishna coming through the Guru, the disciple is delivered. The Guru is the means by which the conditioned souls can become connected to Krishna. Krishna in His original transcendental form is far beyond the reach of the conditioned soul's senses and mind. But in His form as the Guru, He is accessible to the conditioned souls. So the essence of Vyas Puja is expressing gratitude for the Supreme Lord's causeless mercy descending through His transparent medium. Shri Gurudev. When Shri Balaramji entered the assembly of Romaharshana Suta, the latter did not properly respect him, and for this offense, Shri Balaram touched Romaharshana with a blade of grass and killed him. This same Balaram, in his avatar as Sri Nityananda, took a blade of grass between his teeth, approached the most proud and ignorant sinners, and begged them to accept the mercy of the Lord by chanting His holy name. And following His instructions, worshipping Him. This is the mood of Sri Guru. Lochan Das Thakur has described Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu as supremely merciful crest jewels of all avatars. They are the most munificent. For they freely distributed love of God without considering who was fit or unfit to receive it.
Mm-hmm.
the most famous recipients were the most famous recipients of their mercy were the two wretched sinners, Jagai and Madhai. And in the modern age, it was His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who revealed the full extent of Sri Sri Gaur Nithai's mercy. The two lords delivered Jagai and Madhai, but they empowered Srila Prabhupada to deliver millions of Jagais and Madhais. Srila Prabhupada is that great personality whom Lord Chaitanya deputed to be the Senapati, the general in command of the Sankirtan army. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed the extent of His mercy through Srila Prabhupada by freely distributing to everyone what had never before been made available on such a wide scale. Srila Prabhupada distributed the most rare treasure, the pure nectar of love of Godhead, as if it were water. On this day, we honor Him as the pure representative of Vyasdev, the manifestation of Lord Balarama. Okay. Vyasdev ki pratinidhi ke. The manifestation of Lord Baladev. And the personification of the Lord's mercy on the fallen souls. Okay. Thank you, Radhacharan Prabhu. I know it was difficult. Like, just to translate the classes, it's relatively easier, but to translate the writing like this is very difficult. Thank you so much. So now I will read Srila Prabhupada's offering to His spiritual master. In 1935, Srila Prabhupada, on the occasion of His spiritual master's Vyaspuja, wrote a beautiful poetry. And so I will read that. It is written in English, so I'll just read it through. And then, in 1982, I translated this poetry into Bengali. And when I came in, I heard some devotees were singing that song. I just got the last part. So I thought maybe after I read it, then they can sing it also. (Clears throat) Adore, adore ye all the happy day, blessed than heaven, sweeter than May, when he appeared at Puri, the holy place, my Lord and Master, his divine grace. O my Master, the evangelic angel, give us thy light, light up thy candle, struggle for existence, a human race, the only hope, his divine grace. Misled we are, all going astray, save us, Lord, our fervent pray. Wander thy ways to turn our face, adore thy feet, your divine grace. Forgotten Krishna, we fallen souls, paying most heavy the illusion stole. Darkness around, all untrace, the only hope, his divine grace. Message of service thou hast brought, a helpful life as Chaitanya wrought, unknown to all, it's full of bliss, that's your gift, your divine grace. Absolute is sentient, thou hast proved, impersonal calamity, thou hast moved. This gives us a life, anew and fresh, worship thy feet, your divine grace. Had you not come, who had told, the message of Krishna, forceful and bold? That's your right, you have the mess, save me a fallen, your divine grace. The line of service as drawn by you is pleasing and healthy like morning dew. The oldest of all, but in new dress, miracle done, your divine grace. Srila Prabhupada ki. Tumra ki ekhane mic ta ni ye koro ke ke kai chilo tumra tumi lead korchhile na okay mic ta diye dao. কেউ বইটা ধরো, তোমরা বাঙালি ভক্ত এদিকে চলে এসো, জাস্ট সিট উইথ হিম, দিস ইজ দ্য বেঙ্গলি অ্যাসপেক্ট অফ দিস প্রোগ্রাম, ইজ বিং ট্রান্সলেটেড ইন টু হিন্দি, দিস উইল বি দ্য বেঙ্গলি পার্ট অফ ইট. বইটা ধরো.
জাগরে জাগরতবাসী সর্ব মধু মধু শুভ লগনের রাশি প্রকাশিয়া পণি হরে পৃথিবী
Maya Mala Chalam Bhavate.